You know, every year somebody puts out a list crowning the world's best airline. And every year, pilots and frequent flyers argue about it over coffee. I'm Tower, and this is ATIS on Radio Hangar. Today we're talking about why one carrier keeps showing up at the top of those lists, and what it actually means for the rest of us who spend time in the flight levels. Qatar Airways. If you've flown them, you probably already have an opinion. If you haven't, you've at least heard the name. Men's Journal recently gave them the nod as the airline on track to be the world's best in 2026. And honestly, whether you agree with rankings like this or not, there's something worth paying attention to underneath the headline. Today's segment is brought to you by AviationSoul.com, aviation challenge coins built to mark the milestones, discipline, and pride behind every step in flight. From first solo to airline transport pilot, every coin tells a story. AviationSoul.com. So let's talk about what Qatar is actually doing. Because the headline doesn't tell the whole story, they're rolling out a completely redesigned economy class experience. Now I know economy. Not exactly where most of us dream of sitting, but here's why it matters. When a carrier like Qatar invests heavily in the back of the airplane, that signals something about where the global aviation market is heading. Premium economy and redesigned standard economy cabins are becoming the new battleground. Airlines are realizing that you can't just compete on business class suites anymore. The volume is in economy, and the passengers sitting there are paying more attention to the product than ever before. Qatar operates out of Hamad International in Doha. That hub has become one of the most efficient connecting airports in the world. If you've transited through there, you know the difference between a well-run hub and the chaos you sometimes find elsewhere. For pilots who fly international routes, or who are watching how global air traffic patterns shift, Doha's position between Europe, Asia, and Africa is strategic. It's not an accident that Qatar has grown the way it has. Now here's where this connects to the bigger picture. The Middle Eastern carriers, Qatar, Emirates, Etihad, they've been reshaping long-haul aviation for 2 decades now, and their investment cycles are aggressive. Qatar alone has orders in for Boeing 777s, the new 787 Dreamliners, and Airbus A350-900s. That's a fleet modernization program that most Western carriers can only dream about. For those of you flying general aviation and wondering why you should care about a Gulf state carrier winning a magazine award, here's the thread. Airline investment drives aircraft manufacturing. Aircraft manufacturing drives engine development. Engine development and avionics innovation eventually trickle down. The flight management systems in your Garmin panel owe something to the R&D that widebody programs fund. It's all connected. There's also a workforce angle here. Qatar has been expanding pilot recruitment aggressively. If you're a commercial pilot or thinking about going that route, the Middle Eastern carriers are hiring, and they're offering packages that are competitive with anything in North America or Europe. The training standards are high, the equipment is new, and the lifestyle. Well, that's a personal call, but a lot of pilots have made the move and stayed. Let me give you some context on these airline rankings, though. Men's Journal is a lifestyle publication, not an aviation authority. Skytrax is another one that puts out annual rankings, and Qatar has won their top spot 8x8. No other airline has done that, but Skytrax rankings are based on passenger surveys, not operational audits. They measure perception, not necessarily performance. If you want to know how an airline actually performs, you look at on-time percentages, completion factors, safety records, and how they handle irregular operations. By those measures, Qatar does well, but so do carriers like All Nippon Airways, Singapore Airlines, and several others. The point is, best airline in the world is a marketing phrase as much as it is an operational reality. What is real is that Qatar's investment in their product is raising the bar. And when one airline raises the bar, others have to respond. We've already seen Delta, United, and American accelerating their own premium cabin refreshes. That competition benefits everyone who buys a ticket. One more thing worth noting. Qatar Airways is state-owned that gives them access to capital that publicly traded airlines don't have. It's not a level playing field, and that's been a point of contention in trade discussions for years. The big three U.S. carriers have pushed back on Gulf carrier subsidies through the Open Skies agreements. That debate hasn't gone away. It's just quieter right now. If you're interested in aviation policy, it's worth keeping an eye on, because any changes to those agreements could reshape transatlantic and trans-Pacific route networks. So, is Qatar Airways the best airline in the world? Depends on who's asking and what you're measuring, but are they pushing the industry forward? That's harder to argue with sources. Today, from simple flying and some background from Skytrax and the usual industry outlets. More at radiohangar.com. I'm Tower. Stay sharp up there.